Chapter 6. If any of you has a dispute against another, does he dare go to court before the unrighteous, instead of the saints? Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world is judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Do you not know that we will judge angels? How much more, things that pertain to this life? If then, you have to judge things pertaining to this life, do you set them to judge who have no standing in the church? I say this to move you to shame. Is not there even one wise person among you who would be able to decide between his brothers? But brother goes to law with brother, and that before unbelievers. Actually, it is already a defeat for you, that you have lawsuits among yourselves. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated? No, but you yourselves do wrong, and cheat, and that against your brothers. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor men who have sexual relations with men, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers, will inherit the kingdom of God. Such were some of you, but you were washed. But you were sanctified. But you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and in the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of anything. Foods for the belly, and the belly for foods, but God will bring to nothing both it and them. But the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. Now God raised up the Lord, and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Should I then take the members of Christ, and make them members of a prostitute? Absolutely not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute is one body? For he says, the two will become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a person does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body.